From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte.
Let your head rest in my hand. Relax. I got you, I promise.
That's a scene from the Oscar-nominated film Moonlight. It's been a point of pride for many South Florida film lovers that this coming-of-age movie set in Liberty City was mostly shot in Miami. But it almost wasn't. Writer-director Barry Jenkins stuck to his guns and convinced his producers to forego the huge film tax incentives offered by other U.S. states and shoot here. Florida's own film and TV tax incentive fund ran dry last year and has not been replenished. And here to tell us what effect that's having on South Florida's film industry is Miami Herald film critic Renee Rodriguez. Renee, before we talk about what's happening now, let's return to the good old days. Between 1994 and 96, an average of 15 feature-length films a year were shot in South Florida from start to finish. Am I right?
That's right. That was kind of considered the heyday, the big boom of filmmaking here in Miami. And it was a side effect of, I think, Miami Vice in the 1980s.
So in the early 2000s, what happened?
The same thing happened here that happened in most states, which is Canada started courting these productions very strongly. The exchange rate was very favorable to American companies. You know, a lot of movies that you saw in the early 2000s that were set in New York, for example, were actually shot in Toronto. So it wasn't just Miami that lost a lot of film production. It was Hollywood. And that's when states started coming up with tax incentives programs to lure the work back to the United States.
Now, last year in Florida, there was this big push to have that tax incentive fund replenished. Why didn't Florida lawmakers do it?
The incentive was established in 2010, and it was supposed to last 6 years. It was $296 million, but there were so many takers that the money ran out in three. And the legislatures, they're steering away from tax incentive programs of all kinds. And it just so happens that the film industry here relies on it.
I signed up to fight in the war. I went away a soldier. I came home an outlaw.
That was just a little bit from the trailer for the Ben Affleck film Live by Night. Now, this was a movie with a storyline partially set in Florida, but actually, Renee, shot in Georgia.
Yeah, pretty much almost half of anything that you see right now in movies or television is shot in Georgia. I mean, The Walking Dead, The Hunger Games, Captain America Civil War, everything, almost everything is shot in Georgia, especially big budget productions because of their tax incentive programs. The big difference between a state like Georgia and a state like Florida is when you see a movie that's been shot in Georgia, when you watch The Walking Dead, you don't come away thinking, oh, wow, I got to go visit Atlanta sometime, because you don't even know where it's set. I mean, what makes Georgia such a great backdrop is that it's so generic. When you see Miami in a movie, you remember it. And Bloodline, I think, is a perfect example of a TV show. Remember, that's a Netflix show. That's not even on network television. After the first season of Bloodline aired, Monroe County did a study that showed an increase of, I believe it was $158 million in tourism revenue just after the first season of Bloodline.
And finally, Renee, bottom line it for us. How are Florida's TV and movie professionals going to keep the industry alive here?
That's the big question. People are pondering ideas. They're exploring possibilities. I know that the Miami-Dade County Film Office is getting a plan ready to put before the commission, only for Miami-Dade County, you know, but it would give some kind of incentive to production companies. But those are short-term plans. In terms of the longer picture, it doesn't look good. And the problem is once too many people move away, there's no infrastructure left in place. So even if you want to come shoot your film in Miami, you can't because there's nobody to help you make it.
We've been talking with Renee Rodriguez. He covers films and the film industry for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.